Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschur, dictating an endoscopy report on Margaret Johnson, date of birth 1/24/1952, date of procedure March 27, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschur. Your referring physician is Dr. Kara Jacob. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, history of Barrett's esophagus. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, preparation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as movements, or all explains the patient. Period, the patient's breath and mask. So you place in left lateral position, sedation for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care, period, a well-lubricated lips, video gas, scope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the bladder. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, future function, esophagus, period. Retroflex was obtained in the cardia, period, or resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The Z line was the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable neck line. The Z line was mildly irregular, 34 centimeters from the bite block, extending approximately 10 millimeters. Comma proxy 0M1, comma with two tongues of salmon colored mucosa noted. Comma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation and histology. To evaluate the Barrett's esophagus segment. Next one, there was an approximately 2 to 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia seen best with coughing. Next one, there was patchy gastric erythema diffusely. Sorry, there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies are obtained in the enteral body for histology, enterolateral H. pylori. Next line. On retroflexion in the fundus, there was evidence of multiple flat appearing polyps. Comma, two were approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy for histology, comma. The other two that were noted were in the fundus, and unfortunately the scope did not retroflex. The other two were in the fundus, comma, smaller and difficult to access due to positioning. Next one, the duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained in it. Biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat. Delete that. Pending findings of the polypoid mucosa may need repeat endoscopy. For removal of the two remaining next line. Pending findings of the biopsies of the polyps. May need repeat EGD. For removal of the other two polyps that were not easily accessed due to positioning and poor retroflexion of the scope. Next line, follow up and abscess previously scheduled.
Everybody shut the fuck up, please. Let's just vote and be done with it.
Stop, Frank.
Nice moderating, Abby. Stop.